This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Crews are continuing to fight a 13-square-mile grass fire north of Manhattan that's threatening about 50 homes. The fire in the Horseshoe Hills was reported at about noon Sunday. Officials say it was human-caused and is under investigation. Gallatin County Fire Marshal Kerry O'Connell says firefighting conditions yesterday were much better than Sunday's high winds. She says four state helicopters have been dropping water on the fire and a bulldozer line has been established on its northern flank.
We're strengthening that by burning any unburned fuels between the dozer line and the fire itself.
O'Connell says crews have been able to enhance protection for homes in the area. Montana wildlife officials say the loss of the Land and Water Conservation Fund threatens the federal grants the state uses to help manage endangered and threatened species. The Independent Record reports Montana's received over $14.3 million in state wildlife grants from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service since 2000. Adam Brooks of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says the end of the Land and Water Conservation Fund could harm the program that focuses on non-game species in need of management, such as small birds, reptiles, and amphibians. The fund also paid for $41 million in Habitat Conservation Plan grants to the state since 2002. The grants are used to buy land and easements in threatened and endangered species habitats. Congress let the Land and Water Conservation Fund lapse in September. A retired high school government teacher is hiding from the law, caught in a legal limbo between state and tribal courts as she tries to gain custody of her grandsons. A judge placed the children with their father in Minnesota late last year, despite concerns from Patsy Furco and others. The Glendive woman recently obtained an order from the Northern Cheyenne Tribal Court granting her emergency custody of the boys, who, along with their mother, are enrolled tribal members. Furco says she's afraid their father is physically abusive. However, no charges have been filed against him. After Furco took the boys to Montana, their father asked a state judge to order their return. The judge granted that order last week and signed a warrant charging Furco with felony custodial interference. Furco and the boys are living on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation while the jurisdictional issues are being decided. Wildlife officials say a woman survived a bear attack along the Yellowstone River near Emigrant after her dog intervened and chased the bear away. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said in a news release that the woman was likely bit in the head during yesterday's attack, but that none of her injuries were life-threatening. Officials also say the woman's dog appears to have chased the bear away. There's been a surge of bear deaths along Montana highways as more bears have been making their way down to river valleys in search of food ahead of their winter hibernation. The Missoulian newspaper reports that Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials say more bear deaths are expected in coming weeks. Dawson Community College in Glendive is cutting faculty jobs and eliminating classes to deal with the budget cuts that come with decreased enrollment. The school has the equivalent of 221 full-time students this fall compared to 437 in 2006. The Billings Gazette reports six tenured instructors and half of the college's 120 classes have been cut to address a $315,000 budget shortfall. The FBI is investigating the stabbing death of a 58-year-old Hayes man. The Blaine County Sheriff's tells the Haver Daily News that an autopsy performed over the weekend determined that Sean Snow died October 3rd of stab wounds that are believed to have been caused by a screwdriver. The FBI is investigating because Hayes died on the Fort Belknap Reservation. Montana's timber industry is watching to see if Canadian lumber will soon flood the market. That's because a 9-year-old U.S.-Canada lumber trade agreement expired yesterday. The 2006 agreement was designed to end what American timber producers felt were unfair practices created by Canadian subsidies. Now, U.S. timber companies are barred from raising any trade disputes with Canada for 1 year. Todd Morgan is director of forest industry research at the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
That gives a 1 year period where we're going to see just how much influence unrestricted trade of Canadian lumber will have on the U.S. market. Lumber prices in the U.S. are already pretty low. They've been falling, I'd say, since November, December, and they're down about 30% from where they were about a year ago.
Tricon Timber in St. Regis laid off 90 employees late last month. Sun Mountain Lumber in Deer Lodge shut down the night shift in several of its operations in early September, leaving about 50 people out of work. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.